Get ready for this, because we have something to tell you after we get the update from group therapy and Michael, who was surprised by what his date brought on their first date. It was her two kids.
And, that he didn't know she had.
Right, exactly. Oh. And so we got a response from him and said, this is after we had said, hey, just go out again and see what happens the second time. All right?
Yep. Are we ready?
The update.
Here we go. Hey, Ben and Kelly, hate to do this to you because I know you're counting on me to deliver a good, juicy follow-up for you and your listeners. I did what you suggested, reached back out to her. She shot me down.
Mm.
Can you believe it? After springing her kids on me, after paying for her and her kids, she says no.
Mm.
Obviously, this wasn't going to work out. She was totally gaslighting me and making me feel bad for the situation she's in. It's probably better that I didn't waste any more of my money on her or her kids.
Okay.
Maybe you could set me up with one of your listeners, because they seemed awesome and smart. LOL.
Okay, Michael's shooting his shot over here.
Again, sorry this isn't much of an update, but I wanted to get back with you. Thanks anyway. Michael.
All right, you're right. That Michael is right. That isn't much of an update. I remember Kelly off the air on Friday. You were joking like, Michael's going to come back to us and say, well, sorry, there is no update, you know.
I did actually say that.
You actually, and then it was almost like
this deadline. I'm like, well, what if she's not available? She's got kids. Maybe she couldn't get a sitter. You know, there are things that can happen.
Right, right. So you kind of manifested this update.
Maybe I did. That's my that's my bad. Sorry, my fault.
But this isn't where it ends.
Okay.
We got an update from his date. Her name is Brittany.
Okay.
Would you like to hear what she has to say?
Yeah, please tell me what Brittany said.
Okay. Group therapy took a turn this morning. We heard from Michael again, who he got back to us to say, you know what? There really isn't an update.
Yeah, he's like, I tried to set up another date. She shot me down.
And if you missed Michael's situation, it was that he went out on a first date, met a girl on a dating app, went out on a first date. She brought her two kids along. He ended up paying for her and her two kids. There's a bunch of other stuff. And so we're like, hey, why don't you go out one more time? So he tried, he reached out and said she blew him off.
Yeah. And so we were like, all right, wah, wah.
And how many times do we wish we had the other side of the story?
Oh, all the time.
Now we do. Because we not only heard from Michael again, but we heard from a woman named Brittany. And she reached out saying, hi, Ben and Kelly. My name is Brittany. I felt the need to reach out to you because I heard you talk to Michael on Friday about the situation surrounding our date and felt like I should respond.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
FYI, he did reach out to go out again this weekend, and I told him no thank you, and I'll explain why. First of all, hi.
Hi.
I've been a longtime listener. I can't believe the first time I'm interacting with you. It's defending my love life, LOL.
Oh, my gosh.
She says, so yes, he's right. I did bring my two kids on the date, but no, it wasn't our first date and it was our second, and he did know about them.
Oh, plot twist.
I guess it makes a better story the way he described it.
It did.
We did meet on a dating app, and yes, I say I'm a single mom on my profile.
Okay, we did suggest that. Good to know.
Our first date was a couple weeks ago. We grabbed some dinner and drinks and it was lovely. We talked about a ton of things on that date, including my two kids. Yes, I joked on the date that if you get me, you get my kids too, and we're a package deal.
Okay. The way that he described that line, it came off a little aggressive.
Yeah, it was a little different the way he did describe it. You're right.
Yeah.
She continues, I don't know where the don't let them down like their fathers did came from.
That was the line that a lot of people fixated on too.
I never said that.
Oh, really?
That upset me because that's a flat out lie.
Ooh.
Again, better for the story to paint me as some hussy who just wants a free meal.
Oh, my.
In fact, he told me to order some dessert to take home for my kids. I thanked him, and I did.
Okay.
When the check came, he joked that we were going Dutch, right? We laughed. He grabbed the check. After the date was over, we made plans to see each other again. So for the second date, we were going to go out for dinner again, but I couldn't get a sitter. So instead of canceling, we agreed to have a picnic at the park so my kids could play while we chatted. I don't normally bring guys I'm talking to around my kids, but I felt comfortable around him and thought, why not? He offered to bring some box lunches, and we had a good time.
Okay.
He wanted to play with my kids and was really engaging and having fun with them. I got to be honest, it was nice to see. Then it got weird.
How weird?
The picnic date ended with him asking for a kiss right in front of my kids.
Oh, yeah, no, 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 no. That's not appropriate.
I told him, no, he hasn't earned it yet.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I shouldn't have said earned it, but I was trying to keep it light in front of the kids. He questioned that and said he bought my dinner, bought my kids dessert, and also pointed out that he bought lunch for both me and my kids, and that should have been enough to, quote, earn it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, all right. But that's when we say, but, you know, the kids, you know.
I said, maybe next time. And that's when he said, if there is a next time.
Oh.
And he had to leave and left.
Okay.
Maybe that's why he decided to reach out. So, yeah, after hearing our date play out on the radio and it was completely wrong, I felt like I needed to let you know the real story.
Oh, gosh.
It was kind of funny that he did reach back out to me like none of this happened, like he hadn't aired all of this on the radio for the world to hear and asked to get together.
Okay.
I told him I knew about what he said to you guys, and he laughed and said not to worry about it. It was all in good fun.
Yeah, nobody listens anyway.
She goes, in good fun? I told him that dragging me and my kids was not in good fun and that we would not be seeing each other again.
Oh, boy.
She wraps up and says, I hope you tell my side of the story because he must have she says, I hope you tell my side of the story because he must have conditional amnesia because his memory of what happened was completely wrong.
Oh, wow.
I feel like this is my life in a nutshell. LOL. Thanks, Brittany.
Oh, we do appreciate that perspective, Brittany, because there are always two sides to a story.
So,
and they don't always match.
Man, we were all in on Michael and all like Brittany without knowing her name, but now Brittany writes, and now we're like, I don't know.
Michael.
Yeah, have we flipped? But who do we believe at this point? Like, Brittany could be just saying that because she heard Michael, and she's like, okay, if, you know, he didn't maybe get all of it right, but maybe I can embellish too.
I tend to believe Brittany's story. She's all mama bear going, no, that's not what happened.
He knew about my kids.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah,
man, I don't know. I will say I do like getting the update from the other side of the story.
Yes, I think it is clear. The one thing that we know that's coming out of both updates, they're not dating again.
Right.
The relationship is over.
Yeah, there's not going to be a second or third date. And yeah, I know.
Probably best for both, but maybe we need to make sure we're truthful about things.
Barb texts us and says, get Michael on three-way. Let's hash this out. All right, come on. Let's get them both on the phone, on the phone here.
Bethany's asking for receipts. She wants screenshots of their text messages.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jacqueline says, I'm going to believe Brittany because as a fellow mom, I just don't see why any woman would take their kid on a first date.
Yeah, yeah, without right. And springing it on them, without mentioning it at all. It can seem a little far-fetched and bold.
Well, there you go. That is your update and a little bit of a twist, kind of two updates in one there for you.
Well, hoping for the best for Brittany and Michael, just not going to be together.
Yep. There you go. That is group therapy.